Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're back. Sorry about yesterday, guys and gals. We had a little thing called computer problems. And you know, when you have computer problems, yeah, everything just sort of stops. Anyways, after reconstructing a hard drive, yes, we're back. It is the 24th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, it looks like dear old MasterCard is going to let the British confirm their payments with a selfie. Say cheese. Yeah, that's right. MasterCard is bringing selfie pay technology to the UK. Now, of course, we talked about this before. We talked about it last year, and we all thought, it's a joke, right? No, not anymore. What it does is it maps a user's face to verify their identity, replacing PIN codes. So how is this thing actually going to work? Okay, well, first you'll install a special MasterCard app that lets you snap your little selfie. Then, of course, that app creates a digitized map of your face and then stores it on MasterCard servers. Okay. Then when you make a payment with your phone, you'll be asked to look at your phone's camera and say, "Hi, it's me." And then that will complete your purchase instead of entering a password or using your thumbprint. Now, yes, I know. Oh, I'll just hold up a photo of myself. That'll work. No. The app will actually require you to blink to make sure you're actually alive. Now, although the UK is going to be first to get this, it's going to be rolling out to 14 other countries by summer too, including the US and the Netherlands. So everybody thought selfies was just a fad? Not anymore. Right, the never-ending soap opera of Apple and the FBI continues. In today's episode, seems that the Justice Department wants more than just one iPhone unlocked. Yep. And we're looking at about 12 of them now. Yes, that's right. The Department of Justice is pursuing an additional court order that will force Apple to help federal investigators extract data from 12. Yes, 12 iPhones now. This is all according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, apparently all 12 of these cases are very similar to the first case, you know, that first in-question iPhone with the terrorists. So they figure since it's similar, yeah, they should be able to do all 12 now. Of course, yes, this all started when the government said, yes, we just want one iPhone, just unlock one iPhone for us, which has now turned into 12, of course. Kind of backing up Apple's argument that the technique could be used over and over again on a number of devices, which it's starting to look that way. Apple has until Friday, yes, February 26, to file its first legal arguments in California court. Yes, this soap opera is far from over. Well, let's face it, drones are everywhere nowadays. You can just go anywhere and get yourself a drone. One of the more popular ones, though, is the Chinese drone maker DJI. Yeah, and they're kind of expensive, too. Ranging anywhere from $99, yeah, I guess not so expensive, all the way up to $699. Yeah, that's kind of expensive. So, when you crash the thing, yeah, it kind of leaves a bit of a pain in your stomach, doesn't it? Well, they announced yesterday they are launching the DJI Care. Yes, very similar to Apple Care. Giving you that peace of mind just in case your drone decides to take a nosedive. That is, however, if you're willing to pay the price. Their care program will cost you $200. I don't know, you're thinking, well, that's not so bad. Yeah, that's $200 every 6 months. Yikes. Might as well just get a new drone. The DJI Care will be first made to customers in the U.S. and, of course, mainland China. Parts of Europe are also coming very soon, too. And finally, Waze. Yes. I'm talking about the app that lets us find our way through traffic. And we're all familiar with the Waze lady that directs us in and out so we can get home quicker, which doesn't work quite well here in the Philippines, but it has helped a lot in the past for me. But sometimes it's nice to, I don't know, spice things up a little bit. Have a different person talk to you. I don't know, somebody like, Morgan Freeman. Yeah, that's right. Morgan Freeman's soothing voice is about to soothe you on your Waze app. Starting today, the navigation app will have the option of getting turn-by-turn directions by none other than Morgan Freeman himself. This is actually in turn to promote his upcoming film, London Has Fallen. So yeah, you're going to get sprinkled with little dramatic lines from the movie. You'll get lovely little quotes from Freeman saying, "The time has arrived. President Wazer, the world awaits your commands." Now, of course, Morgan Freeman ain't the first celebrity on Waze. Nah, Kevin Hart's been there. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, and Stephen Colbert have also contributed to Waze, too. But as to be said, out of all of them, yeah, I think I'd want to listen to Morgan Freeman the most. To quote the Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy driving. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the BTN shows. You can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, don't forget the BTN Slack community. It's at BritishTech.slack.com. Lots of going on over there. You got to get over there, get joined, and have a bunch of fun, because it is the place to be. As for the new show, well, yes, we'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday installment, late, I'm sure, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your hump day is going well for you. And thank you very much for listening.